Before we begin, I'd like to give a special shout out to my journeyman tier. Thank you, Siso, Hajime Kaji, Cowbell 87, Catsy Baby, and Black Moon for supporting me here on Patreon. I hope you enjoy our very first audio.
Open up. We know you're home. Don't make this harder on yourself. Do the right thing and open the fucking door. Last chance. If you value your life, I strongly suggest you obey.
You've got a lot of nerve to keep me waiting outside in the rain like that. How dare you? What's with that look on your face? Were you expecting someone else? Don't act like you don't know why I'm here. Quiet. I'm the one asking questions around here. You are well aware of who I am and who sent me. The boss wants his money, and I'm here to collect it. How will you be paying him? No, there's no... I can't. He's already given you one chance. You're lucky you got that. There's no way out of it this time. You don't have it. Pity. Well, that puts me in a rough spot. Come on, work with me here. I don't want to end you. Offing a man in his own house is terribly boring. And I kind of liked you. I did. The boss respected you too, until you screwed him over like this. He invited you to dinner and everything. And this is how you repay him? With nothing? Are you nuts? Now I'm conflicted. I have my orders. Collect payment or dispose of you. Are you sure there's absolutely nothing you can offer me? Got any valuables lying around? Electronics you can sell? Jewelry? What about that fancy watch of yours? That looks expensive. You really don't understand the gravity of the situation here, do you? Do you really think you can just steal from the boss and walk away unscathed? I don't want this for you. I really don't. If you can't think of another way, I will. Let's see here. Oh, I've got it. You say you don't have the payment and you aren't willing to give up any of your valuables, so the only thing left is you. No. I don't want your life. Not in that way, at least. You're no use to me if you're dead. I want your soul. Your obedience. And your submission. I'm not joking. The boss has promised me a new boy toy for a while now. The previous one, well, he didn't last very long. He pissed off the wrong people, and he just disappeared. Since then, I haven't met one I'm interested in. Well, until we found you. I've been watching you for a while under the boss's orders, and my own curiosity. So what does this mean for you? I'll explain. You will become my pet, my subservient good boy. My dog. You will do whatever I say, no matter how difficult it is. You will be my loyal bodyguard around town, and my personal fuck toy in the bedroom. You will defend me with your life, and pay back your debt with your submission. And trust me, it's going to take a long time. You owe us a lot. Don't you cross your arms. I could see the way you've looked at me across the table while you attended the boss's dinner parties. You were checking me out in that gorgeous red dress I wore the other night. You kept hiding your face with your napkin so I wouldn't see you blushing, but I already knew. If that didn't give it away, the hard-on in your slacks most certainly did. Of course I noticed. I've been thinking about it for a while now. Thinking about you. You're doing it again. You're blushing. No, no. Don't look away from me. Look at me. Keep your hands away from your face. That's an order. Just look at you, biting your lip now. Trying not to show me how flustered you are. Your cheeks are bright red, darling. There's no need to hide these feelings from me anymore. You're mine now. Right? Normally, I never do this without the boss's permission, but I think he'll understand on this one. Say you'll make a contract with me. Your soul will be mine, and in exchange, your debt will be forgiven. Those are my terms. Tell me I'm in complete control of you. Your thoughts, your actions, they all belong to me. Are we clear? Nod your head for me and say yes if you consent. We'll not go forward until you do. Good boy. That's right. You're my sweet, horny little pet. Now what am I? You don't know. Well, I'm your mistress now. And you will address me as such going forward. So go on. Give it a try for me. Say, yes, mistress. A little louder? Like you mean it. Very good, boy. You're doing so well already. Now close the blinds and come over here by the couch. I gave you an order. Now move it. That's better. No. Stop. You don't get to sit next to me. You haven't earned your right to use the furniture, even in your own home. Be a good dog and kneel in front of me. Did I stutter? Kneel! Excellent. Except, I'd like to see better posture. Shoulders back, sit up straight, eyes forward. There you go. Much better. You may be unreliable, but at least you can follow directions. How do you feel down there, kneeling before me as I sit comfortably on the couch above you? I see. Well, it's your rightful place. You'll be spending a lot of time like this, so get used to it. What's the matter? Does my belt scare you? There's no need to fear it, as long as you behave. Besides, you're blushing again. You like this, don't you? Bark for me, pup. Do it. You call that a bark? It was more of a whimper, if anything. Don't worry your cute little head. You'll be doing plenty of that for me later. Now bark! Good, good. We'll work on it. I'd like to talk more about the night of the boss's dinner party. Are you aware how many times I've caught you staring at me? Yes, I can easily pick up on that kind of thing. Call it intuition. You were practically undressing me in your mind. It wasn't very subtle or respectful. Not only have you disrespected the boss, but me as well. I'm afraid I cannot let this go unpunished. Remove your clothing, all of it, and then get on all fours. No hesitation there, I see. How cute. Now, how much money do you owe us? 10K, right? That's a lot. How could you be so stupid? Put your face to the floor. Ass in the air, pup. Aw, I can practically see your tail wagging. You're so eager to take your punishment, aren't you? Good, because here it comes. What's wrong? I thought you said you were ready. Poor thing. I know it hurts. You deserve it. This is just a taste of what I have in store for you, my sweet little masochist. You're so receptive to this. It's almost like you skipped out on your payment on purpose. You're playing with fire, you know. If you insist on living on the edge, I can help you with that in more ways than one. In exchange, you need to stop being so foolish. No more borrowing from us. If you want anything, you have to go through me, your owner. Understand? Good. It seems you've had enough. Look at you down there. I hit you hard, Does it sting? Does it burn? Good. Speaking of, look at you. Somebody's turned on by pain, Go ahead. Hide your face. Blush, silly boy. That's not what I'm looking at right now. Turn over for me. Lay on your back. Look at how aroused you are. You're standing straight up for me, and I've barely touched you yet. I bet you're nice and sensitive. Let's find out. I should probably roll up my sleeves for this. There. Now relax, and let me play with my new toy. Keep your hands at your sides. Do not interfere. Understand? That's a good boy. You've got a great cock, you know. Plenty of length and girth for me to enjoy. This belongs to me now. Say it. Say, my cock belongs to you, mistress. That's right. You're behaving so well. I didn't expect it, to be honest. Don't get ahead of yourself. It's not like I owe you a reward for good behavior. You're still in debt, and your service has just begun. Maybe I'll keep you for a few months. Maybe I'll keep you forever. But don't worry about that right now. Just focus on what I'm doing to you. Don't you just love how I jerk you off like this? You want me to go faster? Yeah? Beg for it. I gave you an order. Beg for your pleasure, or I'll deny you right now. That's it. louder. Moan for me. You're so adorable like this. Come on. Beg. I know you want it faster. You need me to go harder. You can't come like this. It's not enough, no. I can tell you're on edge right now. What if I... licked you here? Your tip is sensitive, so much pre-cum already. If I sucked you off, you'd come in a heartbeat. Wouldn't you? Admit it. That's what I thought. Too bad you haven't earned it. As if I'd reward you with such a gift. No. You exist to pleasure me, not the other way around. I got your cock nice and hard for me, and now I intend to use it. Stay on the floor and just take what I give you. You can thank me later. The boss is probably wondering where I am. I've got to make this quick. So I'll just get these pants and panties out of the way. There. I'm just going to settle myself on top of you. Hold on to my thighs or ass, whatever. I don't care. Just fill me. Good boy. Fuck me. I'm not doing all the work. You have a responsibility now to convince me. Why you're worthy of my mercy. It's going to be difficult to convince the boss of all this, you know. I'm really taking a risk for you. So you'd better not make me regret it. Dig your nails into my skin. I love it rough. Just as much as you do. That's better. Harder. Deeper. Give me all of you. How do you like me riding you like this? I could go for hours if we had the time. I'll save that for our second date. Keep fucking me. Don't slack off. Oh, I'm so tiny. Devour me for everything I'm about to do to you. This is your chance. Give it to me. I'm so close. We both are. So I'll be generous and allow you to come with me. So do it now. You may get up now. Go ahead and rest. Your service is complete for tonight. I have to get going. What? Did you expect me to stay for dinner and a movie? You're my manservant, not my boyfriend. Don't forget your place, mutt. Besides, I have to report back to the boss. I'm late enough as it is. You'd better pray that he approves of this arrangement. If anything, I at least bought you some time. Until then, get as much cash together as you can. If you don't have anything for us by the end of the week, I'll make you regret it. I'll be back.